Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good? It's Skyline time.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Grid. This is Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish along with George Kurtz. We got 2 hours of fantasy sports talk. Take some early looks at the Super Bowl, preview the NBA tonight, get into some potential coaching moves as well in the NFL. We got you here for 2 hours on the show. It's great to be with you once again. And we start off the show with the big news of the day. Huge news in the world of fantasy, which is George Kurtz left the house. No, I'm just kidding. Tom Brady retired. You knew that this was coming. This was reported over the weekend by some of the best reporters in the NFL, but George now becomes official as the greatest football player of all time, walks off into the sunset. 7 Super Bowls, 5 MVPs, and what's next for Tampa? I really don't know, but good to see you.
What's next for Tampa is going to be a trade for a quarterback or free agency, because they're not going into next season with Blaine Gabbert and Trask. That's not happening. All right, so this is I don't want to say it's a blow to them. They had to have an inkling this was going to happen. Brady at the season-ending news conference, you know, made notice of his wife, Giselle, not wanting him to get hit anymore, wanting to spend more time with his kids. That's a pretty big hint that, yeah, I may not be coming back here. As you said, Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington reported on Saturday that he was going to retire. Then it was taken back almost immediately by the Brady camp, or by Tom Brady himself, which meant that Brady wanted to control this himself. He wanted to announce it, which he's done today. Craig, one thing about this, I don't know if you had a chance to read this. He makes no mention of anything New England. There's not a word in there about the Patriots at all. He's still not happy with them.
Either that or something's coming with the Patriots. That's my guess. Something else is coming outside of what we just saw. That's my opinion. I don't know. We'll have to see. I know that everyone is calling it a slight today. I've seen it as well, but I'm going to guess that in the next day or two, some video or something in New England is happening where he's thanking everyone. I can't imagine that this is the way that it's going out, but we'll see. Also creates a ton of questions in Tampa Bay. As you mentioned, Kyle Trask is who they drafted out of the University of Florida, so obviously I'm a little partial to Trask. I thought he did a pretty good job there. Kind of came out of nowhere. Trask also forced Will Greer, if I'm not mistaken, to transfer from Florida, who's now, I think, Greer. I don't know if he's in the NFL anymore, but he was thought to be pretty good. Lots of free agency there, George. You know, Tampa Bay is probably going one or two directions. And with Bruce Arians there, it's kind of tough. But inevitably, the Bucs will look back on this and say it was the best thing they ever did. I mean, George, they won a Super Bowl. There's no regrets whatsoever here. Like, that's amazing for them. But in the end, I mean, the best decision for them may just decide to tear it down. I mean, that's, you know, literally what they could be looking at here.
They could be. You're absolutely right, because when you think about it, well, Antonio Brown's not coming back, right? And Chris Godwin tore his ACL. He's a free agent. Now, he might sign a one-year make good deal and then really go for the big money after next season, or he may find a team that gives him a long-term contract, but maybe not quite the money he was going to make, but that team may not be Tampa Bay. So that leaves you with Mike Evans, Leonard Fournette, and okay, let's see what happens here. You know, does Gronk come back? Gronk said he still would play without Brady. I have a hard time believing that, since he had to be talked out of retirement by Brady in the first place. But maybe Gronk feels good after a couple of years. Body feels good. He wants to keep playing. We'll see, maybe. But Tampa Bay's in for a big change. But I agree with you 100% here. Tampa wouldn't change a thing. You won a Super Bowl. That's what the name of the game is. You won it. You'll take what happens next.
Yeah, no, all worth it for sure. By the way, Fournette, free agent. Gronk, as you mentioned, free agent, could potentially retire. Godwin, free agent. I mean, the cupboard is sort of bare. I mean, really. And those free agents, for them to come back, I would guess that it would have to be better than what they have in-house. And honestly, outside of Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, is there anything on the shelf that they could open up for these guys to see? I just don't think so. And I'm going to wonder about Bruce Arians' future, too. I mean, I don't know. I mean, this could be the end of the line for him. We've seen this happen before in sports. We saw Sean Payton step down. Maybe this is the cue for Arians to call it quits, too. Remember, he's one of the older coaches. I think he's the oldest coach or second oldest coach in the NFL. All right, here are some of the other headlines we are working with here on Fantasy Sports today. The Philadelphia 76ers beat the Grizzlies in overtime yesterday, 122-119. The Leafs score 4 goals in the third to come back and beat the Devils 6-4. Tyler Higbee's official injury is an MCL sprain. We're going to have to see what his status is. And then Shohei Ohtani will be on the cover of the 2022 MLB The Show cover athlete as we welcome in a radio audience on Sports Grid Radio. I don't know, George, if you play MLB The Show, but my son does, so he was very excited to see this.
Yeah, I mean, I like to get excited about baseball. I do. I know we didn't talk before during the break about the what's going on, but I'm still preparing. All right, I've done some mock drafts already for baseball. I'm gearing up my stuff. I have to assume that's going to start on time. So I'm doing what I would normally do here. I'm not putting things off here. I looked at it's a heavy keeper league, not technically a dynasty league, but we have 40-man rosters. And I was looking at that yesterday to see, okay, who am I keeping? What price am I keeping these guys at? Who am I going to extend? Yeah. It gets me excited for the season. It's just what I would normally do here. I'm still doing it, which is why if they can't come to an agreement, it'll be so – I guess depressing is the right word for me. Unfortunate. It'll put me in a down mood here. But for now, I want to hope that they figure things out.
Yeah, I do too. It would be best for
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
For all of us, it's best for what I do. It's best for this show. But the dynamic of a content creator on a network where the league is locked out and there are still 40 major free agents to sign with their teams, how can you preview a fantasy season without knowing who's getting the ninth inning and who's not going to be on these teams? I suppose some people have to do it. We're fortunate here at Sports Grid to be able to talk about all sports, which we will continue to do. But I assure you, after the Super Bowl, we'll be pivoting over to baseball, whether they play or not. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Craig Mish today, George Kurtz in on this Tuesday. Davis has the day off. He'll be back in tomorrow. Of course, the story today for fantasy football, for reality football, for sports in general, greatest football player of all time, Tom Brady calls it quits. And certainly a interesting story to follow now to see who follows Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, just as who followed Tom Brady in New England. And ironically, the quarterback that was with Tom Brady in New England for a very short period of time, and he had a bunch because he played there for a long time, was Jimmy Garoppolo, who may have played his last game in San Francisco. At least some people feel that way because they drafted Trey Lance. After Sunday's game, Jimmy Garoppolo was asked how difficult it has been to play this year with the shadow of essentially knowing there's a quarterback waiting in the wings.
I don't know. A lot of good people around me. A lot of good people in this organization, players, just people in general. But just surround yourself with good people, and you know, good things will take care of themselves. Say it again, sorry.
How unique and special is this roster?
It's very unique. I'm sure every team, you know, kind of says that a little bit. But when you meet these guys and get to know them, love them like brothers, it's a great group. It's a great group. Love being with them every day, battling, fighting, going to war with these guys. It was a fun year.
Great year for Jimmy G and the San Francisco 49ers. He's the quarterback of a team that came within just a few points of getting to the Super Bowl, which nobody expected. Three road game wins to go into a fourth and almost win in Los Angeles, no doubt about that. But now the dynamic changes, George, because there are so many spots where potential quarterbacks could be open. And we're going to run through, George, some of these landing spots maybe for Jimmy Garoppolo. And, of course, now one very clearly opening today in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Arians and he does stay there, you're like, this is the wrong offseason for Brady to leave because so many teams need a quarterback now. And this is not a good quarterback draft class, right? There's going to be a team or two that's left, you know, without a chair when the music stops here. Good for Jimmy G. He'll land another starting job. He'll probably land a decent contract here. But like I said, I don't know if all these teams we have listed here, Saints, Bucks, Broncos, Washington football team, and Steelers are going to be able to nab a quarterback, not each and every one here. Like I said, some of these teams are going to go into the next season with, you know, you're talking really true backups as starting quarterbacks.
So let's take a look real quick and run through these. And George, let's run through the probability. Let's put ourselves in the FanDuel seat here for a minute and throw some odds out there. So the Saints have no coach and essentially have no quarterback unless you think Taysom Hill is one. The Bucs have no quarterback unless you think Kyle Trask is one. Denver has no quarterback and no coach, if I'm not mistaken. Washington has a coach, but they don't really have a quarterback unless you think Heineke's very good. And Pittsburgh very clearly has the strongest coach of all of these teams, but they don't have a quarterback either. And by the way, these five teams are just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we could keep going here. Without a doubt. I mean, you know, Carolina is in play. There are several other teams that are you know, simply put, could use Garoppolo. But I guess that Garoppolo will have to make the choice here at this point. And by the way, maybe we should have San Francisco on this list, too, because he could choose to come back and be the backup if he wanted to in San Francisco. I mean, I would guess he'll get a starting job, but because out of all those teams, George, how many are actually going to get viable quarterbacks? I mean, Garoppolo, say what you want. He's one of them.
He won't go back to San Fran to be the backup. That's not going to happen. And he won't be the starter of San Fran either. His days in San Fran are over. You don't give up what San Fran gave up to get the number three pick in the draft and get Trey Lance to stick with Jimmy G. It's, you know, it's funny, Craig, because when you think about it, he got to the championship game, yet in the playoffs he proved that he's not a starting quarterback or he can't be a starting quarterback. They protected him against Dallas in the second half, especially after that terrible interception. They barely want him to throw a football versus the Green Bay Packers in the second half. And then, of course, we saw on Sunday, the last couple of drives was just ugly on what he can do there. He is what he is. He's a limited starting quarterback here. Do I think he's going to get a starting quarterback job? Yeah, I do. And I think it's going to be with one of those teams that were on that list.
Yeah, it could very well be. We'll add Carolina to that as a possibility as well. All right, the coaching carousel continues to spin. It feels like we're going to get a decision from Miami and Houston in the next 24 or 48 hours. So, George, you and Davis will have that, I'm guessing, to talk about tomorrow. The Giants made their decision, and Brian Daboll made his decision too. The former coordinator of the Buffalo Bills essentially chose New York over several of the other openings in addition to Miami. And Daboll talked about why he chose the Giants gig.
Yeah, well I interviewed here twice, you know, once over Zoom and once in person.
have a ton of amount of respect for John and Steve and Joe and Chris and really the support staff here. Look, this was a dream come true, and you're talking about the New York Giants, and I understand the challenges with that, and it's just a great opportunity that was afforded to me and my family. We look forward to it. We've been working here for 2 days. We got a long way to go here, but just a historic franchise, and I look forward to being part of it.
This will be the one big fantasy question, I think, going into 2022, because, you know, Daboll really, when you look at it, George, completely changed the face of Buffalo in terms of their offense. Now, he had Josh Allen. I understand that. But statistically speaking, George, the numbers tell the story here. Look at this. 31, 25. And then all the way into the top five or top six. The Giants are not going to have that expectation going into next year. But if, let's say, for example, I don't know where the Giants offense was this past year. I'm guessing it's 28, 29, 30, or 31. And if they can get into the top 25 and then in 2 years kind of do what Buffalo did there and build a defense, then Daboll will be on the right track. But that's no guarantee. That's for sure.
Yeah, I got to tell you, as a Cowboy fan, I'm not happy about this. And let me tell you why. I think the Giants got it right. I think they finally got it right. They did it. The duo came here. Shen, the assistant GM in Buffalo, he's now a GM with the Giants. He brings along Daboll with him, and I'm not a shock. I think they did a good hire here. I think he's going to be the right guy for the job. Now, excuse me. His first question will be, is Daniel Jones the quarterback? Is he the other quarterback? Now, according to, I think it was Merrill that came out last night and said, they interviewed 9 head coaching candidates. And every one of them, according to Mara, said, oh, yeah, we believe in Daniel Jones. Now, I find that hard to believe, first of all. And I also wonder if it's like, hey, you know what, if I go to interview for a job, yeah, I'm going to believe in everybody I work with, too, because I'd be afraid I'd say, no, buddy, Daniel Jones sucks. All right, you're out of here. No chance for you. So I wonder if that's the case as well. But that's the first question that Brian Daboll has to answer, and he needs to answer it quick. They have 2 number one picks, 2 top 10 number one picks in the draft, plus free agency. If they don't believe in him, they got to make up their mind quick, not to mention they need to pick up his fifth-year option if they believe in him. So that's a lot. You're talking a monster decision that Daboll needs to make right now, because if he's wrong, think about it. They pick up the fifth-year option, and he's wrong about Jones, that Jones is a bad quarterback. Well, guess what? In 2 years, your job could be on the line again, because that's maybe 2 years you have Jones. Fourth year next year, fifth year in 23. It's not working out. You're not going anywhere without a quarterback. So we could be right back to where we started from here. So for Brian Daboll, he needs to figure it out real quick within the next month, 6 weeks. Is Daniel Jones the answer?
Yeah, and the dynamic of coaching in the NFL is that, none of these guys have more than really, when you think about it, George, 2 or 3 years to turn a franchise around. No coach does. Very few organizations are patient. And look what happened with Culley in Houston. He's out already. There's already talk that this could be the last year of Matt Rhule. Arizona a couple of years ago got rid of their coach Wilkes, even 2 years in with Kingsbury. Even with making the playoffs, they're talking about, who knows if he's back regardless. So, Brian Flores, same thing in Miami too. Basically Brian Daboll has 3 years to make the Giants, 18 games now, 10-7, 11-6, something along those lines, or else the Giants will be right back in this cycle again. It's fascinating how the NFL works, for sure. All right, we got to take a break here on Fantasy Sports Today. Plenty more to come here on the show. Of course, the story we're following today.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Everybody else is out there. Tom Brady calls it quits. After all the Super Bowls, after all of the MVPs, it's basically time to move on. And in 5 years from now, what a class we will have for the Hall of Fame. We'll be right back. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish, along with George Kurtz. We've got our Super Bowl coverage beginning in Los Angeles, California, starting this Monday. So make sure you stay on the grid. All of our shows headed to Los Angeles. Of course, they couldn't fit George and I on the set there in LA. So I'll be here in Florida. George will be in New York. In fact, if they invited George, he probably wouldn't win anyway. Me, I don't know. I was
California, I'd go. 2 feet of snow.
Really? You would have went? No, stop. Don't invite you. Watch it.
2 feet of snow. All right. Now, yeah, I'd go. My wife would kill me, but I'd go.
I don't believe you.
I've been to California.
I don't believe you. No, I don't believe you. Sorry. I'm just being honest. I think you want to be invited, but you really don't want to go. I'm just being honest.
You know, you're probably not that far. I think I would go, though. It's not the Super Bowl. I had a chance to go to one Super Bowl. That was the Buffalo Giants in, was it 91 or 90?
Tampa Bay.
Anyways, it was 90. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was once again, Tampa Bay. I have family down there. My friend got a ticket. Back then, it wasn't as hard to get tickets, by the way. I think his boss gave him a ticket. It was a nothing job. It was weird. But he got tickets. The only deal was I had to drive down. No problem. I don't mind driving at all here. But my aunt passed away on the Thursday before, so I had to stay here for everything that went on up here. So, yeah, thanks, Auntie. Appreciate that.
What a wonderful story, only name George. I Thank you for sharing that. It's a great pick-me-up here on a Tuesday, a story like that, George, on Sports Grid. We appreciate it.
I'm here for you, Craig. I'm here.
So yeah, I was not invited either, so don't feel bad. Maybe I'll get invited next year or the year after that. I'm okay with it. I've been to many of them. I want to go when they have that thing in Vegas. That's, you know, I'll be fighting somebody here on Sports Grid. All right, so Super Bowl props, George. Before we get into some of them that have been posted, we're going to go through some new ones today. Do you have any prop betting advice for people? I don't know how many you've bet in the past. You're going to have a wonderful opportunity this year with sports betting legal in New York.
It's the last game of the year. All right, so yeah, generally I probably go a little overboard in props. And when I say that, one – generally, you know, some football Sunday, there'll be a couple of props here, a couple of props there. I prefer props rather than I do games as far as picking against the spread. I like props. Right. I do. The Super Bowl is going to be 25, 28 props, I imagine. My advice would be this. No one's paying attention right now. All right? So if you got something you like, I would bet it now. You know, Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday. Because once next week hits and everyone's paying attention to all these props, the prices are going to change. Your odds are going to change. And it may change in your advantage, but for the most part, I think it's going to go the other way. These are the props that I like. Then I'm not going to be getting plus money anymore, or the plus money is going to come down, maybe even the negative. So that's my advice to you. If you want to play props, look at them now before the price changes, when all of the public is paying attention as well.
Yep, very good advice. For me personally, with them, I try to limit it to somewhere between 5 and 10. And I feel like there are a few that are really easy. And I always call the Super Bowl props, George, the Pringles of props, because you can't just bet one, you know, it's very difficult. If you had the strength to just bet one, you would be fine. But the thing that's up against you is that there's so many of them, usually for people who don't know this, and I don't know, you'll have to tell me, George, what they are on FanDuel, or maybe Brett, you could check too. But I don't think the maximum on these is more than a couple hundred bucks. I don't think that you could do more than that on a lot of, I mean, in the past you could not. I don't know what it is now. And so it's like, okay, I have a budget, you know, I want to bet something and put a prop in, and then you go to your max bet and it's like, oh, I'm maxed out at 200. Oh, well then, okay, you know, I'll probably go another one. And that's sort of how things get rolling, at least for me in the past. So let's take our first look here on this Tuesday, as I'm sure we'll be discussing this weekend next. Anytime touchdown scorer over on FanDuel, Cooper Kupp clearly is not bettable at minus 190. I mean, you pretty nuts to go. I mean, it feels like a safe bet, but regardless, you know, 2-1 on a touchdown, not doing that. You know, Kupp hurts a finger, George, and it's over. Cam Akers minus 130, Ja'Marr Chase minus 110. Got a little plus money on Mixon here at plus 105. Odell Beckham plus 110, Higgins plus 155. So when you saw this graphic pop up on your screen, which was the first name that stuck out to you?
Well, the first name that sticks out to me is the name I've been betting since he came to the Rams. Not the first game. I didn't bet him the first game, but after that, he seemed to be a red zone target there. Maybe because Cooper Kupp is covered so well. That's Odell Beckham, who I think has had a fantastic – I mean, really, he's revitalized maybe his career since going to the Rams. I think – and can you imagine a Super Bowl in Los Angeles and Beckham doesn't score a touchdown? We don't expect this to be a defensive game. Not that I expect a wild game 70 point score, but I expect a decent amount of points score. Three touchdowns for each team, maybe a fourth there. Give me Odell Beckham. I said, I've been riding this, and I think for the most part, if he's played 9 weeks in LA, he's scored touchdowns in seven of them. So once again, give me Odell Beckham. It's the first name I liked here. Mixon would be second. Once again, just fall in the end zone. I don't expect you to run one from 40 yards out, but just fall in the end zone. Beckham one, Mixon two.
Okay, a little plus money on both, plus 110, plus 105. How about anytime touchdowns with these players? We have Sony Michel at plus 175, Tyler Boyd at plus 180, Joe Burrow 5.5 to 1. Of course, this is a rushing touchdown. Matthew Stafford 9 to 1. Rams on a defensive or special teams touchdown about 5 to 1, and then the Bengals at 5.5 to 1.
Well, I think if you're going for the defensive special teams touchdown, that's just either a gut feel or, hey, why not just throw $20 and see what happens here. And I'm getting 5 to 1, or around 5 to 1. So I don't have an issue with it, but it's not what I can tell you. Oh, yeah, the analytics tell you, though. I can't give you any stats that they're going to tell you that's going to happen here. That's more luck than anything else. Not only do they have to get the turnover, but can they return it for a touchdown? Burrow is what I'm kind of interested in. He took off a bunch last week, right? I'm on his over. I think he's over 10.5 yards for him to rush, so I'm on that already. Stafford's over 5, by the way, and he's done that a bunch as well. And Gabe talked me into doing that last night as well. So I'm on both quarterbacks to pass their rushing totals. Can one of them get in the end zone? I won't go Stafford, but I'm going to go Burrow here. I think maybe this is the game here where he gets in the end zone. Once again, it's a Super Bowl. I think he'd like to score a touchdown too. Broadway Joe and all this coolness. So right. I'm going to go Burrow here. Once again, this is more of a feeling than anything else. I do think he passes rushing total. A touchdown's more luck here. But I'm going to be on Burrow here.
Yeah, I think that for me, Boyd is the interesting one here because Burrow's going to throw, I would guess, at least 2 touchdowns in this game. And we're going to take a look at Burrow's touchdown numbers. You'll see that they're heavily favored toward over 1.5. And Burrow essentially only has 3 targets if Uzama is out. So, I'm getting a receiver for Cincinnati, any receiver at 2 to 1. And you saw where Higgins was. I think Boyd has just as good a chance as catching a touchdown as Higgins. So that's the one that interests me for sure. All right, player passing touchdowns. Let's take a look at Joe Burrow's. And right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook, we have over 1.5 at minus 162, under 1.5 at plus 122. And then Stafford to throw more than 2.5 touchdowns is some plus money there, plus 148, under 2.5 at minus 200. So, I don't know. Is a minus 162 bettable? Sure. Is it going to be a max bet on something like that, George, on a prop? I mean, we play fantasy all season long. We see Burrow throwing 2, 3, 4 touchdowns. We play him in DFS. It happens. This is probably going to happen. But what if it doesn't, and you're laying minus 160 on this? I don't know. That's always my issue. I hate laying more than like 120, 130 on anything.
Minus 160 is pretty much my max. Anything over that, I don't like doing, even though I do like the bet. All right, I do like it here. I think, once again, he's going to throw 2 touchdowns, maybe more, because they are going to have to be a throwing team here. But like I said, minus 162 is about as far as I'll go here. I'm not going to touch the Stafford 2.5. I think that's too much for me as far as is he going to throw 3 touchdowns? I won't take the under either, mind you, but 3 touchdowns, they seem to be protecting him in the second half somewhat as well. And almost costing that game against Tampa Bay, right? Where they didn't want him to seem to throw at all in the second half, and they allowed Tom Brady to get back in it. I don't think all that will happen here, at least not to that extent here, but that's what over 2.5 is rough here. My problem with the Burrow one is this. I don't think that 162 is going down. I think it's going to keep going up. Because I think once again, everyone's going to want, he's throwing 2 touchdowns.
Right.
He's going to get the 170, 175. So if you did want to bet it, you probably have to do it now.
What am I, and by the way, as we close this out, what am I missing with the point spread here that the Rams went from -3.5 to -4? I thought it was going to go the other way. Like, bad call by me.
I can't say I'm surprised. I think the Rams, it's the Cincinnati. People think Cincinnati bungles. Still, Rams are going to have money coming in on them. Plus, outside of Burrow and maybe Chase, I don't know if many people can name another Bengal player. Well, Stafford, Beckham, Kupp, Ramsey, Aaron Donald. I think that's what we're seeing here. The Rams have the star power. In fantasy terms, they're a stars and scrubs team. They have about 8 players they pay all their money to. Everybody else is a regular Joe. The way they built this team. And the Rams, we knew, would be successful as long as those 8 guys stayed healthy. Anybody else they could afford to lose. Just not that starting 8. And guess what? The starting eight stayed healthy.
Yeah, no, they did for sure. It's listen, the Bengals is just a fun story, and I'm, you know, I'm always wishful that the games will be good. I really don't care as much about the outcome, and it just seems so tempting to take these points and take these points with the Bengals. I just don't see any home field advantage at all with LA, and I don't know. I just feel like this comes right down to the end. The kicker, by the way, is really good on the Bengals. He's better than the one I think on Los Angeles. But our final decisions will be next week here on our show on Fantasy Sports Today. All right, coming up next, it is time to play one of the many games that we play on Sports Grid here on Fantasy Sports Today. And from a fantasy perspective, what happens first? That's what we're going to play next. And as a reminder, this Sunday, right here on Sports Grid, 8 a.m. Eastern, you can catch me and Davis Maddock and George Kurtz and Matt Stryker and Joe Pisapia as we give out the 2021 Fantasy Football Awards. That's this coming Sunday, 8 a.m. Eastern to 10 a.m. Eastern. And then naturally, we'll all be back for the Super Bowl the following week with a full look at DFS and everything else. We'll be back with what happens first next on Sports Grid.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. So many things happening in the world of sports right now. We got the Super Bowl coming up next week. We got the NHL going on, the NBA. We got retirement going on with Tom Brady. It's like we can't even keep up. Now, that could change in a couple of weeks for sure. But we continue on here on the show. And one thing that I love doing on these programs is playing games. You know, yes or no, fantasy reality. You know, just things that happen. I think it makes the show more fun. And so we got George in the house today. We got him back. So we thought we would play our Tuesday game of what happens first, meaning that we're going to give you two different things, George, in sports. And you just have to pick the thing that you believe happens first. And hopefully we have a creative enough question for you to make it difficult for you. And of course, we have Brett Levy, our producer, who reads us the questions and then we give the answers. And if you agree or disagree with us, let us know on Twitter, at SportsGrid or at SportsGrid TV. George, you ready to play?
We're going to find out. I'm ready. I'm geared up here.
All right. Brett, what do we got for our first question?
All right, guys. Well, for our first question today, we have some high hopes that the MLB lockout will end pretty early. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. What happens first? The MLB lockout ends, or the Super Bowl champion is crowned? George, what happens first?
Well, it's not going to be the Major League Baseball lockout ends. There's no chance in hell that's going to happen in 2 weeks, or less than 2 weeks, actually. No way here. Your better question might be, what happens first? Does NFL free agency start, or the MLB lockout ends? At least free agency is in about 6 weeks. I think that might be a better question here. Listen. What we're seeing, they're meeting. All right, I think the MLB PA and the MLB owners are meeting again today. All right, so that's good. All right, it gives me hope. At least they're meeting. But as I think, as Jeff Passan was breaking down yesterday, or I forget who it was, they're not all that close on the major issues. They've made some progress, but nothing is going to break the logjam here, and that's going to be an issue here. I think they have 4 to 5 major core issues, as they're calling them, that they need to come to agreement on, and they're not close. All right, yes, free agency is likely going to stay at 6 years. I don't think they're going to change arbitration from 3 years old that much. So that's good. At least the players and the owners have given up as far as moving those. But the players want that salary cap to go up. They want a minimum cap on these teams. And that's going to be a big fight here. Because I think for me, the issue here is, Craig, as far as baseball is concerned, it's not just the players versus the owners, but it's the players versus the owners, and then the big market owners versus the small market owners. And they're going to fight with each other too, because the big market owners, they don't care. Yankees, Dodgers, let's go. Let's raise the cap. I don't care. We're going to spend past it anyway. Minimum means nothing to me. You know, let's go. So it's, but the small market owners are going to fight for that too. So that's going to be the issue here. Even if the players get what they want, the owners are then going to battle it out over each other. So no chance, unfortunately, no chance in hell that we get a the lockout ends before the Super Bowl champion is crowned.
Who's this picture of that we're using, by the way? The Milwaukee Brewers. That's a funny picture that we saw in the graphic. I like squinting in to see who this is. Omar
Colton
Navarro?
Wong? Colton Wong?
It's Colton Wong. Okay, that's who it is. It looks like he's got gear on his feet. I'm like, okay. Always interesting choices that we make here in the graphics department. No indictment at all. Just kind of wondering. I got the MLB lockout ending before the Super Bowl champion is crowned. Next week, I believe they will have an agreement. It will be late in the week, and an official announcement will be the following week. Spring training will be delayed by a week or two, and then the spring training games will begin either on time or with a 1 week layoff, and then the season will start either on time or be pushed back 1 week. I'm the optimist here. I'm speaking from a position of opinion, not from a position of information, just to be clear on this. So this is not any sort of breaking news. This is just my opinion. I think the owners and the players are making a critical mistake in judgment after the way that these NFL games have played out, with everybody watching them on TV, with the NBA heating up, to sit here the day after the Super Bowl and everybody does that look over to baseball and they got nothing going on. I think the lockout ends next week.
All right. Well, Craig, our next question is about two quarterbacks making their future decisions because Tom Brady retired today. So one of the big quarterback questions has been answered. So, Craig, whose future is determined first? Is it Aaron Rodgers' future or Russell Wilson's? Craig, what happens first?
Well, it's a decent question. The better question would have been Tom Brady, except for we had to pivot on our show today, and that's what a good producer does, is pivot over, because Tom Brady announced his retirement. We originally had Brady or Rodgers, and then Brady retired, so we got some clarity on that. So naturally, the easy answer, it appears to be, is Aaron Rodgers. But the question is that, do you really trust Rodgers to do what he says he's going to do and make this decision the week after the Super Bowl, the following week after the Super Bowl? And then furthermore, if we hear that the Seahawks are trading Russell Wilson without him actually being traded, does that count as something happening first before Aaron Rodgers? Because I think that's conceivable, that the Seahawks maybe could say, you know, we could see a report, just like Brady's retiring. We could see a report that says Seahawks plan to trade Russell Wilson in the next month. And then that would count in this, saying what happens first. So I am going to go contrarian here. I'm going to say Rodgers drags and the Seahawks either trade Wilson or we get reports that he's going to get traded. It's just a matter of where, because I believe he leaves Seattle. So I am going Wilson.
All right. First of all, on the baseball thing, by the way, I've never hoped Craig is more right about something in my life. All right, because I want baseball to come back.
We're in trouble, then. We're in big trouble.
Oh, please, please, please let you be right. I would love that. But I just think, once again, I think games have to be missed. Leverage. Once games are missed, more pressure comes on here. So that'd be my guess there. Anyway, I think you're wrong about this, although I like your logic here. But the reason I think you're wrong is that Seattle's already come out and said they don't want to trade Wilson. Listen, I know that's what they say here. What that really means is the overs aren't good enough yet. All right, the overs aren't good enough yet. I don't think Wilson and Carroll can coincide anymore. I do think they need to move on. So I think Wilson will be traded, but I don't think we're going to hear that before Aaron Rodgers lets us know what he wants. All right, now you're right. I have no idea what Aaron Rodgers is really going to do. I thought he was going to leave for a long time. Then I thought he was going to stay because of the big season they had. And then his last press conference, I don't want to be with a rebuilding team. Well, Green Bay's not going to be a rebuilding team no matter what happens. They might have to retool a little bit, but not really rebuild. But that seemed to me, once again, the lead that he wants to leave. The problem is this. We were all sort of connecting the dots here, that it would be Denver he goes to, right? They hired the coach. They hired somebody else that have connections to Rodgers. Okay, but if I'm Rodgers, Do I want to go to Denver and deal with Pat Mahomes for the next decade? To deal with Justin Herbert for the next decade? You know, and even, you know, I just don't see it. The Raiders are on the rise, too, although I don't think he'd worry about that. Plus, you got to deal with Josh Allen. If you get out of your division, you can deal with Josh Allen, Joe Burrow now. You stay in Green Bay. All right, you got Justin Fields in Chicago. Who knows? Detroit, nah, they don't even have a quarterback, Jared Goff. Minnesota, Kirk Cousins only signed for one more year. Now, are you really worried about Kirk Cousins? You seem to beat him all the time anyway. So, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, the grass is definitely not greener. I would stay in Green Bay, and I wonder if that's going to be his final call here. He did say he would let them know shortly. Now, what your definition of shortly is or what his is and mine is, I don't know. Could all be different here. But I think he will let them know by the start of the new year. You know, so I'm going to say Rodgers makes up his mind first. Or we know about Rodgers and what's going to go on there first. But it wouldn't shock me if Seattle gets that big offer all of a sudden. You know, some Pittsburgh comes rolling in because now they don't have a quarterback. And we'll give you three number ones, whatever it might be. Wouldn't shock me if that could happen. Although it technically can't happen until the league new year starts. We've seen trades come out before. Oh, yeah, they've agreed to a trade in February. They just can't announce it until the new year starts. It wouldn't shock me, but I'll go Aaron Rodgers here.
All right. Our next question, George. Since only two fan bases left care about the football on the field, we're turning some of our attention over to the NFL draft, and we're focusing on the running backs and tight end positions. So, George, what happens first? A team drafts a running back, or a team drafts a tight end in this year's NFL draft? George, what happens first?
Boy, it's amazing how things have changed in the NFL draft. All right. 10 years ago, running backs drafted early quite often. You know, we saw Saquon Barkley. I know that's well within 10 years, but Saquon Barkley was top five. Ezekiel Elliott was top five. Like I said, running backs used to always go early. You got a top running back, you go grab the running back, control the clock. You know, keep defenses honest and all that. Nowadays, it's the exact opposite. We don't need a running back. We can find one late. You'll find a good running back in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round. We can wait. We take a couple of running backs. One's going to hit here. Teams don't play the run anymore, right? The whole NFL is designed for the pass game. That's the entire NFL. The NFL wants to see those 42, 36 games between the Bills and the Chiefs. It's what they want. You can't touch a receiver anymore. Can't breathe on him. A quarterback, you say hello to him, you're going to get a flag. All right. It's, once again, we're geared towards the passing game. The running game is just not as important anymore. This is supposedly a pretty strong tight end draft here. I'm not talking Hall of Fame players here, but a pretty strong tight end draft. Tight ends are important. Why? Pass protection. Right. You get that. You get a good blocking tight end who can help the quarterback out as far as pass protection. Great. If he's a good receiving tight end, oh, all the better here. Tight end goes first in the draft before running back this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's considered, from what I understand in the very limited research that I have done on the NFL draft, a deep tight end class, but there is not a projected tight end to go in the first 32 picks. So I am going to go the other direction. I'm going to say running back, because every year a team decides to make that surprise selection to take a running back, potentially in the early second round or maybe late first round. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. When Kansas City took him, that was a surprise. When Jonathan Taylor moved up, they took him at the very beginning of the second round. That was a surprise too. And I think that a running back is going to get drafted in the second round of the 2022 draft. And I'm not sure that a tight end will, or at least that's according to these mock drafts that are out, which mean nothing because they're all going to change in a month from now when they have their combines and the Senior Bowl is played this weekend. So, George, I am going to say the first thing that happened is a running back in the 2022 draft. We're different on all three today.
All right, really quick before we get out of here, our last question. LeBron James has a son who's a junior in high school, currently ranked in ESPN's top 100 high school basketball prospects. And Tiger Woods has a son who has been playing really well in the tournaments he's played with his father. They finished second this year in that father-son pairing in that tournament just behind John Daly and his son. So, Craig, what happens first? LeBron James' son wins an NBA championship, or Tiger Woods' son wins a PGA Tour event? What happens first?
Artist one for sure on the board here because LeBron's son, Bronny, if he ends up with the Lakers, you know they're playing to win. And this would happen in 2 years if he ends up getting drafted by the Lakers. But if he doesn't, I don't know that he has a shot. Charlie Woods, this kid is very young. He still has 3 or 4 more years until he can even play on the PGA Tour. But that's the direction that I'm going. Charlie Woods, George, wins a PGA Tour event before Bronny James wins an NBA championship.
Yeah, we'll agree here. For the reason you said, I don't know what team James is going to end up on. Might be a terrible team. He has no chance, at least with golf. You're going to play in a tournament. If you're good enough, you'll beat everybody else. I'll agree with you here.
Wow, one out of four on the show. That's an all-time low. But that means that we definitely have varying opinions on this for sure. All right, coming up next, we'll wrap up our first hour of the show. We have our headlines coming up top of the hour. So stay on the grid as more Fantasy Sports Today coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. Craig Mish and George Kurtz. We got our update here with Alex Fasano coming up at the top of the hour. One of the questions we didn't get to get in here on what happens first, George, was going to be Billy Joel retires or the Rolling Stones retire. It was a good one. I really don't want to just ignore it completely. I just went to Billy Joel the other day. I'm going to let you go first for this one. What do you think here? I don't think either of these groups are going to retire.
Well, you know, first off, I live on Long Island here, so I'm, you know, it's on my birth certificate that I must like Billy Joel and must go to as many concerts as possible. I've seen him 3-4 times. I love Billy Joel. He actually only lives probably about 20 minutes from me, as far as out on the Montauk, wherever he is out there. Who's going to retire first? I would probably go with the Stones. Right, we lost Charlie, the drummer here, last year. I don't know how Bob Dylan. I'm pretty sure Bob Dylan, Keith Richards. I'm pretty sure is legally dead in like 18 states. So I don't know. I don't know how this man is still around. As I said, I love the Stones. You know, they're probably a top 3 band for me. But I'll say they retire first because that's the question we have to answer it here. All right, but I think you're right. I think I may end up being out of here first before they go away.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can't even answer the question. I think that neither retire. I think they just keep going until it ends, you know? Like, I think they're just going to keep going. There's just no stopping either of these, of the Rolling Stones or Billy Joel. I saw Billy Joel over the weekend and still going strong after all these years. So, for me, I don't even have an answer here. I got neither of them retire. What's that?
What's your favorite Billy Joel song?
Probably Scenes from Italian Restaurant. I think that's probably it.
Pressure. I just like love the pressure.
Okay, yeah, pressure. Yeah, well, listen, you're great under pressure, George. So there you go. There's your little drum roll for that. All right, George, don't go anywhere. I know that you love NBA talk. We're going to have that coming up next. So stay on the grid. We'll be back after the sports update here at the top of the hour. Don't go away.